Hey you. You awake? Hi. How you feeling? Yeah. Sorry. You look so cute. Just lying in bed. You look so sad and pathetic. Oh, I feel bad. Here, I brought you some more pills and some water. There you go. You bored? Yeah, I can understand that. Being sick. First, it's great because you can just watch whatever show you've been meaning to catch up on. And just relax and not do anything, but it gets boring pretty fast. Yeah, remember when I was really sick and I watched all of The Leftovers and it felt like a fever dream? But like, if you actually watch the show, it kind of is a fever dream. So really, I was just watching the show. Yeah. Can I come and cuddle with you for a few minutes? Is that okay? Okay. That's better. Oh, you feel warm. Sorry. I hate seeing you like this. Well, no, I'm not gonna say I wish it were me, because then you'd be the one who would have to see me like this, and that sucks too. Plus, it kind of trivializes the amount of discomfort that you're currently in. Like, oh yeah, I could do that. I would take it for you instead of you having to deal with it, because clearly you can't hang. Am I reading a little bit too much into it? Me? No, that doesn't sound like me. To assume somebody means something negative when they're saying something neutral or positive? I've never done that in my life. I can't think of the last time. It was a pretty uneventful day today. Wasn't that busy. Actually got a little boring at certain points, but you know. And I just played with the cats. Oh my god, she was so cute today. She would not stop playing fetch with that one mouse, like her favorite mouse that she loves. Oh my god. And it was fucking adorable, so I couldn't be annoyed at her. But I kept throwing it, and then she would just bring it right back to me and meow at me until I threw it again. And I'm like, I got a cat so I wouldn't have to play fetch. I got a cat because I wanted them to purr in my lap and sleep in the sun. I wasn't looking for, you know, going on walks or playing fetch or whatever you do with a dog. I don't know. No, it was really cute, and I played with her until she got tired, which honestly didn't take that long because she sleeps 20 hours a day, but yeah. Can I get you anything else, like a popsicle or soup or like a, I don't know, something? What do I need? You're so considerate. There is something that I kind of have been thinking about all day, but it's kind of selfish of me to ask. I've just been thinking about you. All day long. It's been... God. how long has it been since we had sex? See, the fact that you can't immediately think of the number of days is so upsetting. No, of course, you're sick, obviously. I'm not, but, is there any way that I could just, like, play with it a little bit? Your penis, your cock, whatever you want me to call it. Because I miss it. I haven't seen it in so long. And you haven't come in so long. Unless, I don't know, have you been using up your precious healing energy to fucking jerk it in here? Okay, so your balls are probably filled to the brim. I don't know. Is that how they work? They just keep filling up with cum? Well, we don't want to find out, do we? No, exactly. Here, let me just move the blanket. There you go. Oh. It looks like it missed me too, actually. It's kind of like, oh, hey, what's up? Long time no see. Let me feel. I just love to play with it, you know? I need like a stress ball that's an exact replica that I can just touch all day long, but that also responds to my touch. Here we go. Is this okay with you? Does it feel okay? See, I don't even remember what your pre-cum tastes like. Yeah, it's been so long, I have no idea. Like, what is it? Is it sour? Is it like umami? Umami. No, I don't like that. I don't like that. Tastes pretty good for a bodily fluid, I guess. You like that? I've been hungry for this all day. I swear I had like 3 meetings where I don't even know what happened in them. I almost thought about like taking them in bed with me and just like using my hand on you during them just so I could concentrate a little bit. Again, I need like a stress ball. like a fidget dick. Maybe someday I can be the breadwinner, and you won't have to work, and that will be your only job for me. I am gonna stroke you. Give my jaw a little break. You're so hard for me. I feel a little bad. I feel like maybe this blood is needed for for other important functions your body's doing right now. I don't feel that bad. It's okay. Oh, it just feels so good in my hand. Do you mind if I go a little faster? Are so hot. They're so much better when they're moans of pleasure versus like pain. Well, the wrong kind of pain. Like the I'm so sick, my muscles are aching type of pain, you know? You know? You know what I really, really want? What I've really been thinking about all day. I want to feel you inside me. Do you think that would be too uncomfortable if I rode you? You don't have to do anything. Just lie there. You could fall asleep even. Just let it happen. Please. Please. I'm so wet. Like, I'm gonna go into the other room and masturbate if this doesn't happen, which is, like, totally fine. I'm just saying that's how dire the situation is. Yeah. Now you don't move a muscle, okay? Just let me take care of it. I know, but if I'm gonna get it, I'm gonna get it. We've been so close to each other all week. I don't fucking care at this point. Okay. Just gonna sink onto it. Oh, fuck. Oh. God damn it. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Oh, yeah. Does that feel good for you? Okay. Try not to be too aggressive, okay? Nice and slow. Oh. I can't fucking wait until you can fuck me properly. No. Don't thrust up into me, okay? Save your energy. We need you to get better as soon as possible, okay? I got it. No. Just keep your hands at your sides, okay? Just be my toy. Be my fucking stress ball, okay? I'm gonna go a little faster, is that okay? Okay. Just let me know if it's too much, okay? Oh fuck. Maybe someday you can take a meeting in bed and I can do this during it. I could be quiet if I really fucking had to. No, I could. Like, you might have to put your hand over my mouth. That's hot, right? Here, see? But like, doesn't Zoom have like noise cancellation or something? Yeah, like, probably the background noises. Oh, we can test it. Do some trials. See how it works. No, don't touch. Keep your hands down. Just relax. I want to make you come. Okay. Yeah, and I want to make myself come, obviously. I'm getting close. You better be fucking close. I don't know if I can hold it back. Yeah. Wait. Now, hold on. I now remember what your pre-cum tastes like, but I don't know if I fully recall what your cum tastes like. But they're different substances, different consistencies. They look different. Maybe they taste different. I don't know. I don't remember. It's been like, what, like a week and a half since I tasted it? How am I supposed to recall? What did I have for breakfast a week and a half ago? I don't know. Honey Nut Cheerios? Maybe. What do they taste like? Probably honey. I don't know. I don't remember. I want you to come in my mouth, okay? Please. I'm gonna touch myself. No, 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 no. You're not gonna touch me. I'm going to touch myself. I'm better at it anyway. I'm kidding, I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Just go ahead and come whenever you want, okay? Yeah, it tastes pretty much the same. It tastes really good. Tastes like you. And a little bit of me too. Just mixed in there. Well, anyway, back to what I was doing. I will leave you in here with your Netflix, and maybe you can take a nap or something after that. Let me know if you need anything else, okay? Okay. Hey, I love you. Feel better.